Good afternoon, this is Debbie Mitchell reporting for the Jodcast from the IAU General Assembly in Prague. I'm speaking to Gilbert Satterthwaite this afternoon. Welcome to the Jodcast. So you were involved with the Greenwich Observatory for 54 years. Can you tell me something about your involvement with that?
Yes, Debbie. I went straight from school to start on the bottom rung of the ladder. I'd been studying astronomy from the age of 11, but I found myself in the Meridian Department doing positional astronomy, which is not something that you encounter. So I had a very, very fast learning process. But within 2 months, I found myself observing with Aries Transit Circle, which had been in use since 1851, and since 1884 it had marked the prime meridian of longitude for the world. So this was quite exciting. And although, of course, I later moved to Hirstmansoo and finally left the observatory, I've always been involved in teaching astronomy. And I've been involved with Greenwich, in fact, in one way or another, ever since. I was acting as a consultant and advisor when they were converting the old observatory premises into part of the National Maritime Museum and displaying all the historic instruments and things. And as I'd used some of them, I think I was quite useful to them. They set up a planetarium in one of the old domes, which I lectured in for 35 years. It's just closed down recently, but it's going to be replaced by a new one, hopefully opening next year. And I'm still there as a consultant, mainly these days on giving demonstration tours of the establishment, talking about its history, and advising them on looking after instruments like the Aries Transit Circle. You've probably gathered by now I'm quite interested in the history of astronomy. Yeah. And currently I'm chairman of the Society for the History of Astronomy, which is a relatively new body set up because we felt there was a need. We're very anxious to pursue, obviously, history in its obvious sense, and Greenwich is a place with a great deal of history. But we felt there was a lot of history which was likely to be lost. For instance, in this country we have a great tradition of individuals having set up their own telescopes or small observatories, in many cases doing really useful work. And their results may have been published, but everything else is likely to be lost. What happened to the instrument, and so on. And so we're setting up a very active archive where any member can do the research locally in their local libraries and other sources, and we hope in this way to record aspects of the history of astronomy which otherwise may very well be lost. And we regard history of astronomy as very, very important, not least in the education of people coming into astronomy. And so I feel this is time well spent. My own research is on the history of some instruments used at Greenwich, but the time that I can spend helping the society to achieve these aims is, I feel, that time very well spent. And I hope that we can introduce astronomy to whole new generations of young people and other people who are not professional astronomers but with a real interest in the subject.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Pleasure.